What was the piece you wanted to share, Erica?
It's called Christmas with My Mother. The Christmas I remember most, my mother had several glasses of strong wine and climbed on top of the table, hairy legs beneath her black velvet dress. She merrily reported how she and her cohorts at the Red Cross used to get drunk and skinny dip in the Halifax Harbor when they were teenagers. I loved her recklessness that night. While parties sometimes got wild, my mother Dinah and grandmother Barbara had a penchant for the formal, reliving family Christmases in Bogota and Budapest. We decorated the tree with shimmering golden bulbs, tinsel Virgin Marys, and Hungarian gold-wrapped toffees that had survived the war. My mother was a devout Christian, having had a vision of the Virgin Mary at 10 in Colombia. She was also a yogi, a Buddhist, a witch. Christmas Eve, we held hands near the lit Christmas tree and sang in Hungarian, Mengbo lasagno, or meatball lasagna, as my American cousins coined it. Then each child would perform a song, a poem, or dance for the adults. I played Chopin, my sister sang carols, and my brother did his extravagant James Bob persona, a takeoff on James Bond, but with tights, a stuffed bra, and a baseball hat, and a catwalk. We ate the traditional poached salmon, carrot pea mayonnaise salad, sweet poppy seed noodles, and white wine soup, which left us in a cheerful mood as we'd cart off to midnight mass. Treats came on December 6, St. Nicholas Day. Our mother filled our boots with Santa-shaped gingerbread, candles, socks, chocolate, oranges, and change. Even when we no longer lived at home, she either mailed us our St. Nicholas or had an old pair of our shoes filled and waiting for us when we returned home for the holidays. Her last gift to me was my St. Nicholas present, a set of Elixir guitar strings, just what I wanted, delivered in person with a beautiful red and white cutout card of Santa on rooftop Christmas scene. I kept that card up for 6 months. When I finally took it down, I couldn't bear to throw it away, so I tucked it away beneath her ashes. The Christmas before her disappearance, we had a face painting gig together. I arrived at her house. She handed me a plate with a gnarled piece of steak and a chunky salad, holding it out to me with the gravity of Eucharist, until I unzipped my raincoat and she saw what I wore underneath. You are not wearing that face painting. I'll wear whatever I want. I'm a grown woman. Not with me. She withdrew the plate of food, looking like she'd inhaled nauseous gas. I wouldn't change my clothes for her. But when she ordered that I take a bath and shampoo my hair, then offered to shampoo it for me, I conceded. I sat in the grimy tub, a palestrina mass lighting the air like incense. She lathered my split ends with tea tree lavender shampoo, her firm hands gripping my head. When she shampooed me twice, humming along in a range too high for her, she handed me a towel with a look of gleeful accomplishment. There, she said, now you're all nice and clean. Doesn't that feel good? Sure, I said, my eyes meeting her chestnut brown ones, delighting briefly in her delight in the mirror as she blow-dried my hair. I went outside for a smoke before we left for the face-painting gig at a Christmas fair, stubbornly sporting my red and white striped sweater, torn at the shoulder and too thin for December. The plate of food sat cold and forgotten on the table as we drove toward a gaudy festivity where Santa Claus would flirt with us beneath neon lights and women would whisper secrets of adultery while we painted candy canes and mistletoe on their eager-eyed children's cheeks. My mother ate flavored popcorn, singing Chestnuts Roasting. She let me take her customers, chocolate-lipped boys who wanted Spider-Man despite their parents' pleas for Santa, and at the end of the day, she gave me half her earnings. This was the last Christmas we would spend together. Christmas 2012 I spent with my grandmother in my bedroom, eating cold lamb burgers and broccoli and drinking cheap white Riesling wine. It was storming. My grandmother sat at the desk and I on my bed where I hid under flannel sheets. A generation between us, my mother, as we clinked wine glasses and toasted her name to the heavens. My only daughter, she said. At least they found her body. My grandmother cried for the forest she had watered gone up in flames, for the song she had sung to my mother in infancy, for the pregnancies, the children being born, the passive and passing husbands, the careers, the Christmases, the nude yoga classes on the cottage deck. I do not believe in heaven, she said. When I was a young girl, 10, and we got news of my father's death, We were in Colombia. I went to church alone and prayed as the sisters had taught me. I asked God to send me a sign to show me that my father's spirit was still with me. I waited for a bird, a bell, anything at all. But there was nothing. And that is when I came to the conclusion that there is no afterlife. But at the funeral, I felt my mother's soul rising up out of her body, rumblings in my organs as the chain of mortality released and she ascended into the heavens. I never thought my mother would commit suicide. When I had been suicidal, she had told me suicide is a sin against God and against those you love. The Buddha and other spiritual teachers taught that if you cannot live for yourself, you must live for others. And yet she chose her destiny, made peace with the ferocity of nature's wave, and swam straight out. At the end, Dinah had developed cataracts, given up hope. She believed life was over, that her children had abandoned her. She believed that the people she lived for were gone, when in fact we were just taking space to grow. Her belief couldn't be changed by family or friends assuring her of love. It came from deep childhood wounds, sexual abuse that made her feel unworthy, unloved, and fragile. Perhaps if we lost our hysterical fear of suicide, we would be able to help each other more when death seems a better option than the work of life. If we could let go of judgments and fear around suicide, perhaps people like my mother would have a chance to talk about their feelings and gain support, confidence, and love without jeopardizing their status as stable citizens. I love my mother, and because I love, I let go. Let go of the serpent of regret that coiled around my heart at night. I let go the deer that lined the highway the day my world stood still, December 21st, 2012. Let go your skull beating the rocks, your last gaze of consciousness, waves, torrents hitting your children in other beds. That sobriety when you realized you didn't want to die, and you reaching through the obsidian waters for my hand. I woke up sweating, you with the pills in your hand, running them between your fingers like stones, folding your clothes like a choir boy, ludicrously careful in the storm. I let go the chains that bound you, see you swan dive into the primitive night, your nudity nothing but a glimpse of skin beneath stars. Orion, the Big Dipper, the names you taught me when I was small, Mamaka, Nedmami, my great-grandmother. I let you go and I let go the imagined fall, when your body hit the water with a crack and time swallowed you up. I let go of the rage, the pages left unturned, Christmas is to be. I let go of your last swim, how many lengths before the pills hit, before you gave in your frontal lobe in heat, your tears and sweat, the last moment of regret when you could no longer hold up your head. And you seeing me screaming in my bed, begging you to come back, a child lost without her mother. I let go of the time you left me by the side of the road in California with the crickets the size of alligators and my shoes untied. I let go of the sad truth and the lies. I let go of the way I felt when I looked into your eyes, rocks we carried home from springtime. I let you go. You will always be young, with your dark-haired crown, your laughing eyes, your embrace, your strong hands and passion for life, your rough grace, the way you held my head when you kissed me goodnight.
That is so beautiful, Erica. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. My pleasure.